The 28-year-old Bergdahl spent all of Wednesday and 2 hours Thursday morning responding to questions from Army Investigating Officer Major General Kenneth Dahl at a location on Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. Bergdahl's attorney, Gene Fidel, who spoke to Texas Public Radio as he was boarding the plane out of San Antonio, says the second day of questioning involved a few additional matters beyond those Bergdahl discussed Wednesday.
It was, again, a very cordial, relaxed environment. Wasn't an interrogation. In fact, most of it was narrative and sort of the odds and ends, loose ends. Very unstressful.
Fidel, whom Bergdahl hired to represent him through the Army investigation of his case, is a visiting lecturer at Yale Law School and specializes in military law. Fidel says his client answered every question that was put to him over the 2 days, and now they must wait to see what the Army does next.
He has to write a report. That'll be reviewed. The highest levels of the service will have to function on it, and we'll wait like everybody else to find out what they make of all this.
Bergdahl's case has been the subject of political and public controversy after it was revealed that he walked away from his post in Afghanistan. He spent 5 years in Taliban captivity before being released to the U.S. in a delicate trade of 5 high-level Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. Bergdahl has been in San Antonio since his return to the U.S., first in a reintegration program at Brooke Army Medical Center, and now on assignment in a desk job at Army North. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.